Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday night net. Your net control station this evening is November 8th, Victor Juliet Foxtrot. My name is Mark, and I'm located on the west side of Columbus. This net meets each Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time on this frequency, with a backup repeater frequency of 444.275 MHz. The purpose of this net is to conduct Franklin County area's business and to discuss amateur radio topics related to public service and emergency communications.
Name is Daniel.
sign is KD8LFT. Please confirm.
That's right, Oscar Foxtrot Tango.
Thank you, Daniel. Our last call for stations in the northeast quadrant. Are there stations south of I-70 and east of I-71, the southeast quadrant? Please call N8VJF now.
Bravo 8, Charlie, Mike, Whiskey, Paul, KB8, CMW.
CMW Paul, copy that, and there was a station that doubled with Paul.
This is Alpha Bravo 8, Mike Whiskey, AB8MW, Mike.
AB8MW, Mike, good evening to you. Any other stations in the southeast quadrant? Moving on to the southwest quadrant, stations south of I-70 and west of I-71. Please call N8VJF now.
Whiskey 8, Romeo, Whiskey, Romeo, Bob, W8RWR.
Kilo, Delta 8, Whiskey, Quebec, Yankee, KD8WQY, Denny.
Kilo, Echo 8, Sierra, Victor, Tango, KE8SVT, Brad.
Kilo Echo 8, Tango Golf Golf, Aaron, KE8DGG.
All right, in the southwest quadrant, I have W8RWR Bob, KD8WQY Denny, KE8SVT Brad, and KE8DGG, Aaron. Any other stations in the southwest quadrant?
Number 8, Uniform Tango India, NAUTI, Ed.
Kilo Delta 8, Hotel Victor X-ray, KD8HDX, Jim.
To Ed, N8UTI, and Jim, KD8HVX. A last call for stations in the southwest quadrant. Moving on to the northwest quadrant. Stations north of I-70 and west of I-71. Please call N8VJF now.
Kilo 6, Hotel Romeo Uniform, K6HRU, Bruce.
Kilo Echo 8, Alpha November Whiskey, Brian, KE8ANW.
November 8, Sierra Echo Yankee, NHSEY, Sharon.
Hello to Bruce, K6HRU, Brian, KE8ANW, and Sharon, NHSEY. Any other stations in the Northwest Quadrant?
Alpha, Delta, 8, Charlie, Mike, Marcel, AD8CM.
Kilo, 8, Oscar, Victor, Papa, Frank, K8OVP.
B8, Whiskey, Sierra, Echo, Bill, W8WSE.
CM Marcel, K8OVP Frank, and W8WSC Bill. I have you checked in. Last call for stations in the Northwest Quadrant. Any stations inside or outside of Franklin County wishing to check in to the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. Please call N8VHAF. You do not need to be a member of the Franklin County Aries to participate.
Number 8, Charlie Sierra Victor. My name's Harold and I'm in Marysville.
Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Tango Papa John Northeast.
Good evening, Mark from KD8GUJ Bill Carrington.
Good evening to Harold. I did not copy your call sign. I will come back in a second and ask for that again. John, KD8RTP, and Bill, KD8TJ. Harold, I have CEV, but I did not get the prefix. Please try again.
It's November 8, Charlie Sierra Victor.
N8CSV. Got it that time. Thank you very much. Any other stations inside or outside of Franklin County? At this time, I will go back to those stations having Franklin County Aries announcements. I will begin with Cal, KA8RLC. Please go ahead with your announcement.
Thank you, Mark. Good evening, Annette. This is KA8RLC. Upcoming events. Right now, our next actual event will be the August 28th Ohio Health Grandview Yard Quarter and Marathon and 5K. KD8ION will be running that, and I'm sure he'll have more information for us in the next week or two. Then remind everyone that this coming Saturday is the Columbus Ham Fest at the Aladdin Shrine in Grove City. And with that, also remind everyone about the helping out with parking at the Millersport Sweet Corn Festival, which is August 31st to September 3rd. And with that, I'll give it back to you, Mark, K8RLC.
Thank you, Cal, for your announcements. And next is Kevin, KD8IIB. Go ahead.
Mark. Upcoming nets, next week, August 10th, KB8YQS, Josh Stevens. As Mark said, the 17th will be the in-person. August 24th, KE8ANW, Brian. And on August 31st, KE8SVT, Brad. I will try tonight and see if anybody's interested in taking September 7th or September 14th. If anybody on the air tonight would take the 7th or 14th of September, speak now.
All right, I'll see.
Yeah, go ahead, Cal.
Go ahead and give me the 14th, because that'll be the day after the captain's meeting for Marathon.
And for the 14th, anybody for the 7th? Oh, so quiet out there. That's okay. We got plenty of time to round up people. So with that, back to net. KD8IRB.
Thank you, Kevin, with your announcements for net, upcoming nets. Are there any stations with training announcements for this evening's net? Please call NHVHJF now. At this time, I will take check-ins from any stations which may have been missed earlier. Please call NHVHJF now. There was an event this past weekend, if I remember correctly, Antrim Park, Triathlon. Any stations want to comment on the event this past weekend?
RLC.
Go ahead, Cal.
Yeah, Mark, you're correct. This last weekend was the OSU Tri-Fit. Had a proper turnout of people to cover the spots that the race officials asked us to cover, so we were able to do that. In calculating things out and doing, gave us credit for 47.65 hours of volunteer time for that morning. In addition to that, did get a large email from Marcel, 88CM, and I will address some of those issues now in just a second. Let me reset. And one of the things he raised was some issues that we had with communicating when there were some issues on course. The way this thing was set up this time, we did not, or the city did not open up an EOC as such, so we did not have anybody as a liaison directly with PD, and we did not stick anybody in with the lead car, just the way the course went and everything. So that was saying, I am going to actually have a meeting later this week with police and fire officials, so I'm going to address that issue of how to handle that situation in future events. That also would take in Brad's issue with where we needed OSU PD help, and as Marcel said, his dead squirrel in the middle of the road issue. So those issues are being addressed. Just wanted to let Marcel know that, and anybody else that had anything. And with that, I'll take a standby, see if anyone else has any additional comments. K8RLC.
K8OVP.
Go ahead, Frank.
A couple of police officers commented to both Sharon and I that it was nice to have the all of the agencies involved communicating with each other by the ham radio and finding out things. And it's always, on an event like that, very handy to know where the lead and sweep cars are. And I guess they changed sweep cars a couple of times and updated everybody, so That was very helpful. I do think we made several friends in the different agencies there. Go ahead.
Frank, yeah, I was able to monitor the police channel where they were on Event 1 talk group as such, and so I was hearing everything that they were saying as they would change things around, and I was able to relay that out to the net in viewing. So it was as if I was there with them. If it had been a real emergency, I would have been able to call into with the police, but I try not to do that because I don't want to interfere with their other activity and stuff going on in their communication, so I'm just monitoring it. But that's what I was saying. I'm going to work out in the future about how to communicate better with police and fire.
Swim to bike transition, and I was not told that one athlete had been transported, and they didn't notify the AM, so I was getting very worried when there was a bicycle left over that should have been somebody that was supposed to be swimming and was not supposed to be out of the water. So yes, it's nice to have a good link between medic, police, and hams. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was with the race director at that bike that didn't get claimed, and we were able to identify who it was and where they were. So that was taken care of. Any other comments for anyone? Please call. Again, thank you to those that helped. And Mark, I'll give it back to you. This is K8RLC.
Thank you, Cal, for your recap on the OSU TriFit. Any other events that were occurred this past week? I believe the TriFit was the only one. Recaps. Are there any other stations having any additional business or discussion topics for this evening's net? Please call NHVJF now. Go ahead, Frank.
What was that marathon down here at the near the yard? The date again, please.
August 28th, it's a quarter marathon, I believe. Cal, can you confirm?
That's affirmative, Mark. It's on August 28th, the Grandview Yard quarter and 5K run.
Does that answer your question, Frank?
Yes, thank you, KWP.
Any other stations with additional business or discussion topics for this evening's net? I will now take a final round of check-ins for the Franklin County Aries Wednesday Night Net. Please call N8VJF.
Lima Echo, K8LE, Andy, Northeast Quadrant, late check-in.
L.E. Indy, got you checked in. Any other stations wishing to check in for the Franklin County Aries Wednesday Night Net?
business or check-ins, I am now closing this session of the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. Thank you to those who have brought announcements and bulletins. Thank you to those who have volunteered for public service events. This is N8VHAF returning the repeater over to normal amateur operation. N8VHAF signing clear. Good evening and 7-3.